I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Soul Sisters. Jesse Katz here. Dara Golub is in the house. Dara, I have to ask you a very serious question.
Oh my gosh.
Are you chained to the rhythm? Do you even know what I'm referring to? The new Katy Perry song.
Oh gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so real. I wasn't prepared for that honest reaction that just came out. Is that the song that she performed at the Grammys?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. I don't know how honest to be.
How do you feel about Katy Perry historically?
I have a sort of challenging relationship, I want to say.
Okay.
There is something about pop songs that are like undeniably you're going to just get down with and get stuck with. And there's a fun element to it. It's not your jam. It's not my jam.
Yeah.
She's not my jam.
I ignored her intentionally, like very hard, pushed her out of my life for a long time. And then a friend of mine, Andy Green at Rolling Stone, convinced me one night at a party. He was like, "You don't appreciate her. Mm-hmm. She makes perfect pop
That's
music."
That's the thing.
And he broke down all of her hits. And he was like, "For what she does, she is the best in the game."
That's like saying like a chef who makes this kind of like
food that you don't
like—that's
like.
Not your bag. Like
right.
That's
totally
amazing. But that's not fair because pop music is always going to touch like us in a certain way. So
yeah.
I'm a Katy Perry fan. Like amazing, and
you probably dig her politics a little bit.
Yeah, she's you know, pro all the things I feel like I believe in.
She
if
was
that's
out real
mean.
Hard for Hillary.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like most.
a lot of people were not vocal about it. She was like, you know, she performed at the.
She's
DNC.
Out about her feminist, like, perspective.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
It helps me, though, sometimes when I realize that someone is achieving exactly what they set out to achieve, then I can be more down with it, even if it's not normally my thing.
Right. She's unabashed about the.
She wants to make a good fucking pop
song. Yeah.
Anyway, I love the new song.
Yeah.
I think it's so good.
Cool.
Skip Marley's on it, who's the grandson of Bob. Side note, I don't understand how all the men, male descendants of Bob Marley, sound just like him. Is it just because they have listened to him so much that they modeled their singing after him?
It's
or
gotta
is it
be,
actually a genetic thing?
It's got to be part, like half and half, right?
It's weird. I don't know. There is such an undeniable Marley thing in all of their voices. But anyway, it's a dope song, and it's kind of political. It has vaguely political lyrics. Anyway.
I'm not surprised that she's not staying away from that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think her relationship with John Mayer was kind of interesting and intriguing to me. I don't know. Is that totally done? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not
I think so.
Really.
I've blocked that out from my memory. Like all of John Mayer's relationships.
Or existence.
Just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, so
I think she does really well what she wants. I think you said it well. She has a mission and she goes for it and she accomplishes it.
Right.
And
like our guest on the show today,
who
started
had an
out
evolution.
Poppy.
Yeah. Had it. But she didn't do exactly what she wanted to do at first.
Right.
Started as a Katy Perry, as Kelly Clarkson, we could say, because she was on Israeli Idol.
Touche.
Yeah. And before Israeli Idol was ever a thing, she was on the first season. So I'm sure they had no idea of like over there what it was going to be.
Right.
What this type of sensation. Yeah. And so.
And now
of course,
she is a what? What would you. Who would you
I think Will in our studio said it well, that she's like a sort of female Eddie Vedder vibe.
Yeah.
She's sort of a really great rock and roll singer.
Rock and roller.
You know, songwriter. And
Ninette is her name. We haven't said it, I think. We do that sometimes. Yeah, she...
And exudes it.
Yeah. Also, she's Israeli, guys. And, like, I don't know how many Israelis you've encountered in your lives, but they tend to be a very beautiful, charismatic people. Mm-hmm. And the women have almost all been through the army. And so they're
talk
just...
talk about that a little bit. It's really...
They're fucking... They got... toughness, mm-hmm. charisma,
confidence, and take no shit.
She was an intimidating woman to have at the table,
and so sweet and lovely at the same time.
Yeah, the nicest person, and gave us a kick-ass performance at the end of this conversation.
Killer.
Like wailing. Mm-hmm. So be ready to adjust your levels on your headphones. All right, here's our convo with Ninette.
Vegetarian for like 3 weeks, and I don't
know
how much longer I'm gonna.
I didn't realize that.
I've done it before. Like, it's been a long time, and I got disgusted with meat again. But
that's very short lived. But how's
I know.
It been?
I wish I could just like have a burger every once in a while and still say.
Yeah, I was like, oh wait, no, we eat steak a lot. I know that you're not a vegetarian. Okay.
We eat steak a lot.
Yeah, whatever we have for date night.
Oh right, yeah, we do eat a lot of steak, I guess. Exactly. No more
steak. I'm vegetarian.
Steak.
You are.
I am.
And
how long is it? How
for
long?
Like 4 years now.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
Why did you go vegetarian?
You know, because
politics, or you just stopped liking it?
No. I couldn't. I mean, I'm thinking about.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah. So it's hard. But I still eat fish.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh same. I always forget. Right. Pescatarian, I guess.
Pescatarian.
That's more
exactly.
accurate. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of what are your favorite foods? Like the Israeli foods are just so much rice and grains, and
it's the best food in the world.
It's kind of amazing.
It's like the best.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And vegetables and salads and like, and I love to like to make it. I mean, this is like my hobby to cook.
Yeah.
And like, I'm always like trying to change and to think about like different, you know, recipes, because it's hard when you can't make. You know, meat.
Yeah,
but
I feel like it would be easier in Israel.
Right,
oh my god,
it's not as meat like heavy almost. But is that wrong?
What?
That it's not as meat heavy. Like it's a lot of falafel and
yeah. It's actually for vegetarians. The Israeli food is like perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to move to Israel. It's that simple.
There we go. We figured it out.
Yeah,
you're the perfect person for me to talk to about this.
How do you do on the road? Do you try to find?
You know what?
Yeah.
I have a secret. I take these crackers that's made out of spelt, you know, spelt? Because I don't eat like regular wheat. And I take peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
That's what I eat.
I mean, peanut butter and jelly is...
It's like
the
best.
It's the best.
Yeah, of course.
But the crackers make it healthier and unique.
Yeah.
And you have to like, you can't find that at like a 7-Eleven. You're on the road.
Yeah.
You have to plan
ahead.
I
just take it with me, and every time I'm hungry, I'm like, okay, it's time for my jelly and peanut butter.
Yeah. Being on tour, it's like the idea of vegetables and like...
It's really hard because
you
can't...
Quinoa or you know,
fresh things.
Yeah. Fresh.
No
fresh
things. Like heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, when we stop at gas stations, so...
Yeah, what do you... Yeah. It's like,
usually it's like bacon and all these greasy like things, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to my van to take, you know, another bite from my
cracker.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
All right, so your album just came out. Let's just like assess the moment we're in. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, girls. Thank you.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it's
rocks.
So good.
It's really,
thank you.
Really hard. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When we book a new guest and it's like, oh, they have a new album out. Okay. And like, close my eyes and play. Like, please don't be bad.
Oh my
and it
God.
Was so good.
Yes.
The best.
Yeah. We
feeling.
Were texting
thank
like
you.
Last night. Like, yes, this
like,
is.
We're
sick.
Actually excited.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Because I know you guys, you have to do your job and you know listen to a lot of music, and if it's like not your taste, so what do you do actually? How can you Like, what do you say?
Yeah, you just...
That's a tricky question.
Also, because now I'm feeling like I don't want anyone to think about like our previous guests. Like, wondering,
you know,
what
forget about the question, okay?
I think we've been pretty lucky. And also, I think we usually listen
before we agree to have somebody on, because we don't want to have to fake it, because that's not the kind of conversation we want to have. It's just boring for everybody.
Right.
But I mean, your music could have been like fine, and you seem cool, so we probably would have had you on anyway. But it just so happens the music's great. So,
thank you.
Great.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So you're on tour right now for the new album.
Yes, we came back from Boston. We had a show last night. Uh-huh. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we have another show here at the Mercury Lounge.
Okay.
I am so excited because New York is like, the minute we drove here from Boston, and the minute I saw the bridge, I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm happy.
Have you ever lived in New York?
No.
Okay.
Not
yet. You're an LA girl now, right?
Yeah.
That's
no, because actually we wanted to move here to New York, but I think we're gonna do it eventually. You know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
sooner or later.
I read that you're completely inspired by LA right now.
Yes.
Like it's not just like, oh, I'm there for a while. It's like it feels good. It feels inspiring.
I love LA. Like at the beginning, not when I moved. I was in LA like 8 years ago, and I had the terrible, terrible show. Mm. And I hated every moment. I hated everyone. Yeah. Like, I don't want to talk to you, okay? Just shut up. And I'm like, when we moved to LA, I was like, oh, really? Am I going to live in that city? Oh my God, that's terrible. But okay, let's try. Let's try to have, like, you know,
well,
to be positive.
Why did you move out?
What took you there?
To LA?
Yeah.
Well,
if you had those mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, because, I met my manager, and she's amazing, and I really trust her. And she told me, listen, Nina, you have to go to LA. This is like, the music scene here is very cool. And I'm like, okay, you know what? If you say so, I'll go. Yeah. I'll come. Yeah. I'll give it another shot.
You and met her in Israel, right. Or is she from here?
No, she's from LA.
Okay.
She's from Philly, but she lives in LA like for a long time now. And I met her in Israel, but she was visiting. Okay. So I met her in New York, actually. Yeah, I met her at the last show that I was here. She came to my show, and then ever since we're like,
clicked. That was it.
That's great. So she's like, the move is to come to LA.
Yeah.
And that was before your fifth album? This new album is your fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my fifth album, but it's the first one that I'm releasing here in the US.
Wow. Got it.
Yeah.
Does it feel different?
It feels different because everything is different, you know? Yeah. And I live in a different country, and like everything is so strange and beautiful at the same time. So I kind of like feel, I'm excited from every moment.
Yeah.
I'm like,
But that's not your first time touring in the US, right? Weren't you here in 2015? Did you do a bunch here?
I did in New York, and I think one in LA, but it wasn't like a real tour, you know? So this is like my first tour. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How many cities are you doing in this tour?
Eight.
Okay.
Nine.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
It's an interesting moment in the US to be bouncing around different towns and kind of feeling the temperature of everything that's happening here. Yeah.
And everything is so big. I mean, in Israel, you drive for, I don't know, 6 hours from like, I mean, the
top
south,
to bottom.
Top to bottom, and that's it. That's Israel.
Right.
Yeah. It's very, very small. So here is like endless, endless views, endless, you know, and all kinds of people. It's fascinating, actually. I'm trying to just, you know, soak
it in.
Yeah.
Have you had enough experience here yet doing this tour to have a sense of the difference of what it's like in the Israeli music scene versus the American music scene? Specifically being a female.
Yeah.
You know.
Everyone, I mean, people are asking me about the fact that I'm a female and I'm doing like a rock and roll, you know, music.
Yeah.
So
how
for
dare
me,
you?
How dare you? Yeah. I mean, actually, everyone is so like, I get a lot of love from people.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it, really. I just thought, I mean, I'm going to come here and play my music, and I really hope that people will like it and just be nice and not mean. Yeah. But and they were. I'm getting a lot of love from people, you know, and the show's now on tour. Like, people are, wow, this is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. People are thanking me, and I need to thank them, actually.
Yeah, so but I mean, it's harder to think of younger women rock stars that we have in this country, you know? A lot of pop stars, but rock, it's still... I feel like my mind is like Stevie Nicks, Patti Smith. There's like, it always goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Female fronted rock band is still a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new.
Well,
there you are.
That, it's going to change very soon.
But I'm curious about the difference of, is almost like feminism a different thing in Israel? Because like, were you in the army? I know that it's like enlisting is mandatory there. So I wonder if automatically women and men are sort of like on a more equal playing field for that reason. And so I wonder if that would carry over into the music world where you come from, that it's not like, oh, she's just must be a singer and knows nothing about music and, you know, the kind of typical thing that we have here.
Yeah. I mean, I hope to, you know, I hope to just change it and that people will see, will hear the music, will listen to the music, you know, from a place, from like, a welcoming place, just to be open-minded, and they can hate it, of course, but not because I'm a woman, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because the songs are like shitty or whatever. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. But not because I'm a woman. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So then take us back. When did you start playing music?
Wow. Ever since when I was 9, I started to sing. And I started to write music when I was 16, 17. And I started to play guitar when I was 24.
Oh. Did you take lessons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took lessons. Actually, my friends, they were all like playing guitar and I was like learning. I took what I can from each, like everyone is my teacher, but my best teacher is my husband, of course. He's like the best guitar player you're gonna ever hear in your life, really. So I think my
when did
progress,
he come into your life?
4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think he was like he really teach me how to play guitar. Like until now, I mean,
wow.
I'm learning all the time.
Yeah.
But he's like he's special.
You're Were your parents it. Musical at all?
They're singing, you know.
Yeah.
When they take shower,
right?
But they're not like professional singers. No.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so
they
no
love
one
music.
Had forged that path before you.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm like the only one in my family. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm like. Music is everything to me.
Uh huh.
Like for real, I can't imagine myself doing something else. I can't and I won't. And I'm
doing it. Yeah. You don't have to.
So like, which artist were you crazy for when you were a kid?
Oh my God, when I was a teenager, it was like Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay, Nirvana is the best band in the world. Uh-huh. And, you know, Pearl Jam, all the 90s,
yeah,
the grunge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm coming from there.
Yeah.
Did you have friends that were into that? Was that like a scene?
No, actually, no. I grew up in a small town in the south of Israel. I mean, I love music, any kind of music. So, on one hand, I heard like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, you know, and on the other hand, I heard all this beautiful, amazing singers, like I'm talking about Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what? And Chrissy, of course. Uh-huh. But, you know, I mean, Mariah Carey, when she was like a singer, real singer, she was like...
She's everything.
Yeah, amazing. So it was like... Something between Mariah and Nirvana.
Right. Okay. You know? How can I combine
That's
these?
That's like a sweet spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. So Israeli Idol is not actually what it's called, right? it's just how it's referred to.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In Hebrew,
like,
I mean.
In Hebrew, it's Kochav Nolad. It's like.
Does that translate to Israeli Idol?
No.
No, right. Okay.
No. Yeah. It was like.
Do you remember watching?
Years ago.
Was that. Did you watch American Idol? Like,
no.
Did they have it? Okay.
No. It was like the. I won the first season, but it wasn't like the American Idol. It was so naive and so. I mean, when I went to that show, all my friends were like, listen, there's a show on TV that they're looking for singers and you have to go. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to go there. What am I going to do there? I'm like, because in Israel, in my city, I was like the singer of the city.
Okay. What city?
So city, the city that I grew up, her name. His name is Kiryat Gat.
Okay.
And I used to sing in like Memorial Days. Mm. I was like the...
You were the depression, go-to girl.
Yeah. Like when, if you need like
the anthems,
exactly.
You need to mourn something. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You should come and just talk
to me.
The voice
of grief.
Exactly. Yeah. The voice of grief.
Would this be like high school time or
high school?
Like,
okay. Yeah. High school. So everyone in my city like knew that I'm like a singer. And everyone was like, listen, you have to go to that show. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go. And what am I going to do there? I'm like, you have to go. I'm like, okay, let's try. I don't know what it is. No one knew what will be from, you know, that show. And I went there. And
for an audition?
Like, yeah, I went for an audition. I was a soldier, actually.
You were in
I
the
went
Army
with
currently.
With my uniforms. That was my first audition.
Whoa. And how did that work as far as you got in? And then, but like they gave you a leave? From
yeah,
the Army?
kind of. I mean, I still served the Army, but it's like my you know...
What role were you playing in the Army at that time?
I had oh my god, I forgot the word. Like a warehouse with like weapons and like clothes for the Army, and I was like responsible for everything, for the equipment. I was like a boy. I was.
Where there are some roles in the Army where you could be like behind a desk or like doing other things that are less
kind
of
hands-on. Yeah, but you can be a warrior.
Right. Yeah, right. Of course. There's a whole spectrum.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, just what a difference like of a youth, of an upbringing, of like a background.
That's why all girls in Israel are so tough. Yeah. I mean, in a good
it's
way.
Different.
Yeah. You know?
It's entirely
Israeli
different
women
thing.
Are as intimidating as fuck.
Really?
Oh, I know what you guys have done.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, whatever. Not to get into like cultural stereotypes.
Okay. I mean, we're not that...
No, I know.
No, I mean, it makes you grow up in a way that we do not inherently have.
We're very protected.
Incredibly protected. I mean, the idea of being, like, graduating high school from your parents' house and going into the Army is so foreign to anything we can understand.
It's fucked up, actually.
Do you feel?
Yeah, because you don't supposed to do that. You're supposed to just...
be a kid.
Yeah, and you know, to do whatever you want to do in life.
So were you angry?
No, because that's...
That's
I mean,
what you do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I went there and, you know, it's... I felt like sometimes it was, like, fun because we had this... When you go to the Army, you have, like, this 1 month or 2 month of... shootings and, you know,
the training stuff.
A training, yeah. It's kind of cool, but, you know, I don't want to kill anyone. I'm like, I'm coming from peace and love.
I'm
like,
sure most
seriously.
People are,
you know? Yeah, but, you know, that makes us, I think, a bit tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it give you a perspective musically, like in songwriting, kind of from the beginning?
What, that's in the Army?
Yeah, just that... experience as opposed to like, you know, other things to draw from, you know, you have that as well to draw from.
I mean, I think every phase that you're going through in life is like affecting your writing, of course. That's how I write but that time, I mean, I was pretty naive and like I was a kid, you know? I was 18.
Yeah. Right?
It's so weird. Now so, that I think about it, it's so fucking weird.
18. That's a child.
It is. So you were in the Army when you auditioned for Idol.
Yeah.
Which was not about your own songwriting. You got to sing cover songs and all of that
cover
stuff.
Cover songs, all the time.
Did you ever sing as part of the... I know there's like all these fancy bands and choirs and such through the IDF. Were you ever part of that?
Yeah, I did.
What do you mean fancy bands?
I don't know.
Not
I feel like there's
bands,
more not fancy bands.
I was
bands
like,
that play in like parties and galas. They're not fancy themselves, but they go and they're
I
like
used to
decorated
sing in,
and
actually we were like a rock band in the Army.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But it was like the at the end of my service.
Okay. So back to Idol.
Yeah.
Idol.
Yeah.
So you went, was the audition, is that before you're on TV or is that on air audition?
It was like
how did you get on the show?
Yeah, did they film that?
Yeah, they filmed that. It was on air, but the show was like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Throughout the whole season, I sang only 3 songs.
Okay.
So it was, that's why I'm saying it was so like fresh and, you know.
Yeah.
Not like every show we had to sing songs and competition and, you know, it wasn't that what it is now.
Right.
It was very... Okay, you want to sing, just sing whatever you want to sing. And just, and then when I won, it was so weird because I was sure that the other girl will take the first place. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, you know what? The most important thing is that I sang and I did nothing like wrong. I didn't like, yeah. You know.
You didn't embarrass yourself.
Yeah, I didn't embarrass myself. That's the most important thing. Okay, now I can rest. It was before I knew that I'm going to win.
Yeah.
And then when he said my name, like the host.
Announcer.
The host. I was like, wow. Oh my God. And there was like, I don't know, 10,000 people in the crowd. And it was like one of the best moments.
Oh man.
And what did you win? Life.
Yeah. What was the deal? Like, did you get a recording contract out of it? Or how does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I did my first record.
And then were you like, I already have all this shit written, so we can just record this? Or what was your process?
No, not at all. I was, the first album, I didn't write it, actually.
Okay.
It was like a producer that I've worked with, and he wrote like most of the songs. I wrote only 2. Because I was like, I'm not going to, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to expose myself.
Yeah.
I can't do that. And
it's a whole it's other like, ball game. To
you guys,
do
I don't
that.
Know if you've read, but. My life is so fucking complicated. I'm serious. Because I won this show.
Yeah.
And then everyone keeps saying, like, told me what to do and what am I, well, like, how should I mean.
Did it make you instantly famous?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Who was the first one here? Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was
instant
like,
fame. Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I hated it.
Really?
Yes. It was so hard for me. Yeah. I mean, because I got all this love from everyone, but I felt like I didn't deserve it.
Because
it was, why? Why do you love me so much?
I guess, mean, was it hard because it wasn't your music that you had written,
exactly.
So you felt like, why, this? I'm just like a vessel or something?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was, I mean, thank you for all your love, but I don't feel like I really deserve it, and I need to earn it. And so I sang songs that someone else wrote for me, and at that time I was like, it was, I mean, the songs are really nice and sweet,
yeah,
but I felt like it wasn't me.
I'm not nice and sweet,
right. no, you know,
it's just an army, goddamn it.
I just decided after my first record in Israel and everything, it was like a successful one and everyone was so happy but me,
yeah,
so I decided to just okay, you guys, you know what, that's not how I want to do it. I'm going to leave for a while, like leave just inside my head, just to go to a different path.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I'm going to come back, but let's see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to play
and to write my own music.
When there was just no pressure anymore.
Yeah.
You said, I'm going to take a break.
I mean, it's not that the pressure was all the time, like all the time. Mm-hmm. And actually, my musical path, my real one, began when I started to write my own music. But then the audience were like so pissed.
Yeah. So I had a question about that. What was the difference? So it was
they hated me. They hated everything I did.
How do you describe the difference between the two albums? Was the first one super pop, and then
the second one was
you got grungy.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Actually, the launch party of my second album was in this festival in Israel, and I was standing on stage, and then I started to sing the song from my new album, and everyone was cursing me, like, get off stage, you bitch, you whore, you fucking idiot, what are you doing? And, you know, they were throwing things on stage, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know why people feel that much ownership over someone else's sound.
Oh,
like, they feel
you have
so
no
betrayed.
Idea. I have no idea. I'm like, I'm telling the story and like, you
I
know.
I don't understand. Are you like feeling it again?
Yeah.
That's so awful.
Yeah.
Also, because you're like, I don't feel comfortable being loved for not being myself.
Exactly.
But now I'm being hated for being myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I started like a war with the audience in Israel.
Yeah.
Everyone hated me. Like, really. I mean, from...
What does that mean, started a war? Like, in your public persona?
Were you on a label?
Yeah. I did, but
Did the label give you shit for...
No, actually, they were very, very nice and understanding. Okay. Yeah, they
were
like...
That's amazing.
That's amazing,
That's really amazing.
I mean, they told me, listen, you're not going to sell records with this album, with those songs. I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. I want to do what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a long way, but I want to be... loyal to myself. I can't sing song that I'm not I'm not feeling.
Wow.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay, you do whatever you want. And I sold like maybe 5,000 copies instead of like, you know, gold and platinum.
Right.
So that's my way starts there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You took a stand.
Oh my God. Like
When did it start to feel good?
Maybe 2 years ago.
So that was not the second album. It took a couple more records before it really clicked in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
clicked
now
in for
people
you or clicked in for the audience.
For the audience.
Yeah.
Now people, only now they're starting to like understand, okay, she loves rock and roll and that's what she is. And at the beginning, it was like... Who do you think she is? Right. She's not a rock and roll. She's fake. Yeah. She's not real. She's like all those like.
And then you started doing TV, right?
Before that.
Oh, that was before that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was before my first album.
Oh, got it.
Actually.
Oh.
I feel like that could be another way that people could dismiss you if they want to.
Yeah. You know? I mean, but the TV show that I did was before I released my first album.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like right after the show, the Kochav Nolad show.
Uh-huh.
We did the series and then...
Okay.
So complicated. Yeah. But now I think I'm okay now.
Well, right, because it's almost just like a completely different audience that you're going for. The people who...
And the
audience,
problem
you know,
was that the audience that I had that like loved the sweet and poppy songs, they abandoned me. And then the new audience that I was like aiming to... I mean, I was aiming for everyone that loves music, but they were angry about me because they were like, who do you think you are? You're not a rock and roll chick. I mean, just... Get the fuck off of my, like, space.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't get, like, love from that side and from that side. So I was
so
like...
Alone in the desert for a while.
Yeah, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Alone.
What about the third record? Was it a little bit more of a community?
The third record was in English, actually.
So now more people are like, what
That's a statement.
Is she doing?
Yeah.
What was that decision?
I just wanted to. Yeah. I mean, the music that I heard when I was a child was in English, and yeah. I want to sing in English. I want to write in English. Uh-huh. And,
so that you was my had not been writing in English before that, and then you were like, I'm going to write in English now, or had you been writing in both?
I did some, like, it was like both, you know, I did some writing, but on the first album in English, it was like the, like a statement, yeah. you know, like, this is me, and uh-huh. and everyone in Israel, I mean, not everyone, but part of the audience was like, were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Come on, you're like, you're nothing, you're that. You're yeah. that. And I'm like, well. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
But then did you find a new audience? I was like, oh, yeah, all right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then people started to listen. They were like,
yeah.
okay, we think we have something real here, but let's wait.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
let's wait. And then I did my fourth album. And again, it was like, okay, that's nice, but it's not you. Yeah, yeah.
Did you feel like it was? How did you feel about the fourth?
And from the second album, every album is it's me, mm-hmm, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. the first one as well, but
a lot less.
Yeah, it's kind of. I'm trying to make peace with the first one.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there are some good songs, but it's.
That's fine. It's an evolution. It should be an evolution, right? Exactly. Right?
I mean, when you look back on even your stage performances and the music and the whole, you know, are you like? Do you look back and you're like, "Whoa, I was." The rock star that I am now has certainly evolved, even like...
I don't know if I can call myself a rock star, I mean, you know? Because well, it's like... I don't know.
How do we define rock star?
I'm saying like...
That's an interesting question.
It is. How do you define rock
star? Is it defined
star?
By how you well, we perceive also, yourself, how people perceive you? Is it a certain level of success?
I think in this sense, I meant it more like colloquial, like, you're a badass.
Badass. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're a rock star. Like, you're
I love
like
badass.
Rock. You know what I mean?
I
like,
love badass. I,
like, you're a rock star. Like, we're like rock star. I like that you meant, usage okay, okay. as
I
like...
I think rock and roll is like, it's how you approach yeah, life. Totally. You know what I mean? How you totally. Live your life. Yeah. And that's the real rock and roll. It's not how you I don't know, wear your clothes or like drugs and you know, I mean, it's the way you live your life, the way you if you do whatever you want to do, I mean, no matter what people say. So I think that's the real rock and
yeah.
roll.
Yeah, authenticity.
Exactly.
Definitely. And exactly. that's what the audience can feel too. And they're scrutinizing, exactly. are you this authentic? Whatever it is I'm seeing and hearing, is this authentic? You know.
Right. And if you change, which one right. was the real
that's
one?
That's confusing.
Did you
they
just
say,
deceive
get
us
it.
And yeah. now this is you?
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
this not you? You're trying something on and I don't know if I want to buy into it. Because what if you change again?
Time can tell. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just have to work hard. Mm-hmm. Very hard. You have to be loyal to yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to just keep on going, you know?
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy a certain level of recognition in Israel that you lost when you moved here? Like, did your public identity shift that way?
What do you mean?
Like, were you a very recognizable person yeah. at home? Are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA, less so, I would... Yes.
That's a good thing.
I was going to say.
You're into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have a more anonymous life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. You know, I can walk. I can do anything
yeah. right.
without the paparazzi uh-huh. on my shoulder all the time. And I think that's part of the thing, I mean, that I love here, that I'm finding myself all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm 33 now, not when I'm 20.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's strange and nice and beautiful. And mm-hmm. I mean, I love it. I
yeah.
really love it.
That's amazing. And also yeah. going from such a different world.
Yeah.
You have such a like a new opening of like awareness and inspiration that, you know, we move LA coast to coast. It's like, yeah, it's still
yeah. right.
still the same. You know, that's
yeah, the same
entirely
kind of.
Different world.
Entirely. Different
yeah.
language, different people, you know, everyone is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also an interesting time. I feel like a lot of artists now who wouldn't normally be driven to speak politically or make their art in any way charged activist wise or politically wise. But now people are doing that.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the relationship is for you in terms of wanting to be sort of putting your ideas out there and activism out there and like
I think it's like when I write, it's there. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to figure out what, I mean, where is my place here, you know, in the States? Because mm-hmm. it's still like
I mean, because Israel is such a, I mean, it's, yeah. Right, it's Israel. Yeah. So,
it's Israel.
So the different avenues that you could take, avoiding talking, having a perspective. I don't know if that's like a challenge or if you're like, look, I'm me, I'm going to write about my life.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I write about, I'm into the feminine kind of thing, you know, like empowering mm-hmm. women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Israel, we had this issue. It's like, it's very embarrassing, but it's, we had this issue with people that were like in like power positions, you know, I don't know, like managers mm-hmm. and, you know, all kinds of like this head of something. And they were like harassing and like sexual harassment, you know, it was
this
terrible.
Is the thing that was like happening all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, this is what like point. This was everywhere all the time on the news. And I was so pissed. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Mm-hmm. What, why do you do that? And I wrote like a lot of songs
yeah.
about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in Israel, like the women, the girls, they're like, Nina, we love you. You are my voice. Yeah. You're like, yeah. So it's like, this subject is really like okay. in my heart.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now it's a big topic here.
Yeah.
Were you in one of the women's marches?
No, actually, no, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's okay.
But there are other ways to support the cause.
There's plenty
there
of opportunities.
There will be many more, I have a feeling. Yeah.
But I'm there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I wonder if in another time, being an Israeli, people would try to force you to speak about that and be political about that. But right now,
because we're in so
such turmoil ourselves, like no one can worry about Israel right now. It's like we're going down in flames. So for once, we're like, wait a minute, we got to figure our shit out. Yeah. I mean, have you found that people like want you to take a position on Israel since you've been living here?
Not yet. Not
okay,
yet. Because I'm, yeah, not yet. Because I'm
you
like,
haven't been like baited into
no,
political conversations.
No,
yeah.
I'm trying to find my voice, you know. Yeah. So until I will not know like for sure. So it's
yeah.
like
yeah.
I'm gonna talk about a whole bunch of different things that
yeah,
matters
sure.
to me. Yeah,
like your music and your music videos. First of all, that one, I think it's the paper parachute with the faces.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it still gets so disturbing.
Good.
It's super weird and crazy. And
yeah,
it was cool, very cool. Yeah,
thank
it went
so
well
much.
With the song, and
thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited for the music.
Thank
yeah.
you. Are you writing more stuff now, or
I finished writing my next album.
What?
Yes,
here in LA.
That's amazing.
That's why I said that LA is so inspirational. Yeah. You know, I just I went to my studio every day, every morning, and I'm like writing
yeah.
everything. It's and yeah, the album is like. I have the songs.
Cool.
So okay.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's incredible.
Where do you do your writing now? In your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now in my house. But I had a studio and I need to find another one. So mm-hmm. if anyone here about the studio in LA, just give me a call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do when you finish this tour?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
Actually, we're heading to South by.
Oh, cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
Have you played it before?
Yeah, last year.
Okay, cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Such an amazing festival. I love this one.
Yeah, that's
and
exciting.
And we're going there, and then we're going to record the next album.
Cool.
Here in LA. Here. There. In LA.
Yeah. There in LA.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in New York now,
yes.
Okay? Okay.
Enjoy.
Time zone.
I'm sure it's hard to keep track when
yeah.
you're on tour.
Yes.
Where the fuck
yeah.
am I? Okay, New York. Yeah. All right.
Oh my God! Wait, you were in Boston when the Patriots won, were you?
Oh my God!
Oh,
you
whoa.
Have no idea.
Oh my God! Was it nuts? I was there once in Boston when
it was crazy. The taxi driver, he just left us on the road because he couldn't go to the hotel, and I'm with my little baby. It was like 12 a.m. 12, yeah, a.m.
You have a baby?
Yeah.
I did not know that. on tour.
This podcast yeah. over what?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh my god,
that's
yeah,
like not in anything that written material.
Oh my god,
breaking news.
Yeah, I have.
Well, how
a baby.
Old is your baby?
2 years old.
Aww.
Jeez. She's
a girl.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
She's a girl. It's a she. Yeah.
What's her name?
Amelia.
Amelia.
She's with us the whole time on tour. She's like yeah. a rock and roll badass.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. She is.
A baby badass.
You're a badass. Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
That's
thank very
you.
Cool.
Wow. Thank you. Oh. Yeah, she's with us all the time. And she's like, yesterday we had the sound check and she just, the first thing that she said when she went on stage was like, oh, how much guitars? Oh, my God. I was like, what? That's amazing. Kama guitarro. She said it in Hebrew. And
so
I told
cute.
My husband, it's like, yeah. And this is my husband, by the way.
Yeah.
The, yeah?
Who's going to play with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the father of my child. He's
dream.
The father.
Got
yeah.
it.
Dreams coming true.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
The whole family together.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you guys are going to play something for us tonight, right?
Yes.
What are you going to play? Do
I'm
going to
play the last single from our record.
Amazing.
Called Eleanor.
Cool.
It's going to be released like very soon.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so Paper Parachute is out. Go check it out.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you so much, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is
very,
awesome.
Very, very, very beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
really.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep your head still. You don't belong here. I'll show you the way. Your skin has gone stiff when you try to smile.
Walk like you let nothing. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.